Shalom uvracha. Another day has gone by, and we are using every day that goes by as another day of appreciation of the good things that we did receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Baruch Hashem, we're here another day, together with understanding that every day that goes by we're getting closer to the end. The end of Golus is Geula. And everything that happens in Golus, every tsar that we go through in the course of the Golus, is bringing us closer to the Geula. The pasuk of today is Okel Tomim Darkoi. The ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are complete. They're always designed for the best of us. Emras Hashem Tzrufa, the words, the Torah of Hashem, is pure, refined, only goodness. Mogein hu l'chol ha'choisim boy, and it's also a source of protection for all those who take refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His Torah. So number one is the concept of His ways are complete. So the Mefarshim say like this. Be'etzem Hashem has two mahalchim in the way He keeps the world going. Number one is it's a physical world. He created b'derech ha'teva, the laws of nature. And those of nature have their bechina being complete. Everything is perfect. Every bri in the world is perfect for its needs and its type of life. And that's the most amazing thing that we see in the bri itself. You can look at a one cell creature, and it's a whole world. It's not at all simple. You know, people talk about how things developed from one cell to multiple cells, what they call evolution, but they don't have a solution for the first cell. This first cell itself is so, so complex, and they're constantly finding more and more things, not only the many types of different organelles that are within it. Now the more advanced things is how they interact and how they communicate with one another, which is even more complex than the organelles themselves in some ways. But in any event, that is the Bria itself. It's Tomim. It's with tremendous amount of Chochmah. Everything gets what it needs. Hashem gives the sustenance for every creature that was created. Aside from that, there's a tamimus, the part that we interact with it. There's a certain pleasant part that Hashem made to the Bria, the color of the sky, the color of the trees, the different Brias that most of them are something that are appealing to the eyes, kamuvan, the flowers and different things. They say Chazanish just by looking at a flower would be taken away with the beauty and the chasadim of Hashem. There's another part to the tamimus of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is that there is a physical world, but there's also a spiritual world. And Hashem set it up in a fashion that there are really two mahalchim. There's a physical mahalach and there's a spiritual mahalach. And at times, a person who's over Hashem has special shmira, which is beyond the physical laws of nature. That's Hashgacha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. To make the two compatible is a very complex thing, something we don't understand. But that's Hashem's job, and that's the Tmimus of the Bria. Tmimus of the Bria is, we have the laws of nature that keep things functioning on a day-to-day basis. But together with that, we have the Anhog of Hashgacha. Shem Hashem, Kol Oyehavav, Hashem watches over. Ein Hashem El Yireyev. Many psukim have Hashem watches over those who are with Him, the Yerushimayim, Oyv Hashem, and as we mentioned before, Esam Yachlim Lechazdoi. Anybody that turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizes that we're in His hands, there's no reason for us to fall into despair, because we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He's with us, and the more we're with Him, the more protection we have. That is something that keeps us going, keeps us in good spirits, helps us focus on doing what's good for everybody around us, not just get overwhelmed from the situation. The second half of this pasuk is saying an amazing thing, which the Medrash Tanchuma in Lech Lecha says. It says Hashem is the Mogen L'chol HaChoisim Boim. And the schus of the Imros Hashem. The Medrash says the Imros Hashem is the Eisek HaTorah, the words of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Ekev HaShashom Avram Mekoili, which Chazal said, he heard my voice, but he was Eisek in my Torah, I'm going to be your Mogen, I'm going to protect you. And just like the Mogen, the shield, protects somebody from a sword that somebody wants to come against him, he blocks it off with his shield. Either if they throw arrows at him, stones at him, the Mogen is something that protects us from anything that's being thrown at us. Continues the Medrash, not only to you, Avram Avinu Bilvad, the Mogen of Avram Avinu, but Mogen Avram doesn't refer to Avram, it refers to all the Zera Avram, all your children, says the Medrash. Im you oisik betoirasi, if they will be oisik in my Torah, just like you did, kach ani naselhem kemogen, I will be their protection. Imras Hashem tzrufa, the words, the Torah of Hashem, is so pure, it's something above the physical world. It's part of that world of ruchnius, of hashkochem yuchedes, mogen hu l'chol achoisim boy. If I put myself into the spiritual world by being koveya myself with Torah. And this is the idea of koveya itim l'Torah. Is a chiyuv d'oraisa to have a seder in the morning and a seder in the evening. If that person doesn't have a lot of time, just for a few minutes, it's an essential part of Jewish life. And it's an essential part of our achiza in Eretz Yisrael. Surviving and living in Eretz Yisrael is based on the what's the biggest proof to it? When we first came into Eretz Yisrael, the first message that Yeshua got was Rak Chazak Ve'ematz, strengthen yourself. He said, don't worry, wherever you go, I'm going to give to you. You're going to take control over Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's going to stand in front of you. And at least in the span of Yeshua's life. That's what Hashem told Yeshua. Chazak ve'ematz, be strong, because you're going to be the one that's going to inherit this country. And then he continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tells Yeshua, Rak chazak ve'ematz me'oid, be very, very strong. What, to be a warrior? It doesn't say that. Lishmor lasas kechol ha'toyah she'tzivcha Moshe avdi. Be very strong to keep the Torah that Moshe, my servant, told you. Al tosum imenu yomenu smo. Don't change anything. L'man taskil. If you'll stay with the Torah, you'll be successful. B'chol asher teilech. Lo yomer sefer ha'Torah ze mipicha v'gisa b'yomim v'layla. L'man tish melasez g'chol ha'kosu boy. This is the first message coming into Eretz Yisrael. Be involved in learning Torah in day and night. To keep the Torah. Ki oz tatzliach drochecha v'oz taskil. He said that if you do so, you will be matzliach in everything, and conquering Eretz Yisrael and living peacefully in Eretz Yisrael. Halo tzivisich, I commanded you, chazak v'ematz, al tayrot v'al teichos, you don't have to be afraid. Ki imcha, Hashem lekech b'chol asher teilech, I will be with you. That is a message. Living in Eretz Yisrael must be accompanied with this. And kind of rare, that's why there's such a strong yetzarah not to do it. In some kilas and chutz la'aretz, of simple balabatim, they're stronger in this concept of being koveya zmanim, koveya times, in the morning, at night. Once again, echad amar ve'echad amamid. A person could do more, good, less. If that's all he could do, it's also good. But that's something which is essential and important for the kiyum of us in Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. It's not even a medrash. It's a mefurish psukim in Yeshua that I just read. And it says that if we have this, Imras Hashem Tzrufa, we realize the purity of the words of Hashem, the koich of the words of Hashem to be the mogen, to protect us, everybody would really go to it, take advantage of it, machazik one another. This is an essential need for us. So like we said, we want to build our bitochen, we can get to higher levels of bitochen if we also interact with our Kodesh Baruch Hu not just in our minds, but in our maisim, and the most direct interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Limud HaTorah. Like we said, the Medrash says on this pasuk, a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im yu asukim b'toyrasi, kach ani nase lehem ogin. I will be protection from the swords and from the arrows, the old-fashioned swords and arrows, the modern swords and arrows, they're all the same. And the protection is the same, because the protection is supernatural. It can protect us from everything. Maybe zeichah to appreciate more how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how great we are. And Hashem revealed to us the tools that we have for protecting Klal Yisrael. We should all be mechazik ourselves, the ones who are learning, and the wives, mechazik the husbands, mechazik your neighbors. The schus of aschazkas b'toyri will bring a special shmirah on us over here, all over the country, in the front lines, in the enemy lines. And the Mitzvah Hashem will see Yeshua's Bekor of Yiv.